How you football fans doing today? This is Mr. Blitz. How you cats doing today? So listen, check this out. We're going to talk about the San Francisco 49ers. And the first thing we're going to talk about is their sensational quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. Now, I'm not going to get into how many yards he passed last year, because that's what I normally do when I first start talking about a quarterback. But we all know Colin Kaepernick only played 13 games last year. So I'm not going to get into the yardage, but I'm going to get into something else concerning him. He completed 62% of his passes in 13 games, and he had a QBR rating of 76, which is good. Now, you know, Kaepernick took over for Alex Smith, because Alex Smith got hurt, but he could have came back and got his starting job back. But you know what? The newly acquired coach, Jim Harbaugh, he has second thoughts on that. He knew a couple years ago, Alex Smith got them to the Super Bowl, but they couldn't get over the hump, the NFC Championship game, if you all know, because I do. And he couldn't get them over that, he couldn't get the 49ers over the hump that game. So the following year, you know, of course, they got Kaepernick, Alex Smith get hurt, Jim Harbaugh insert him. Alex Smith was ready to go to get his job back. And Jim Harbaugh, I got to give it to him, he made this call. I wouldn't have made the call. I ain't going to lie, I wouldn't did it. And I know my football, I wouldn't did it. I would have waited. I would have put Alex Smith back in there and wait till he falter, till he starts to fall, mess up, struggle, and then I would have pulled him. Because they say in the NFL, you don't supposed to lose your job due to injury. Alex Smith lost his job due to injury. Jim Harbaugh said, yeah, I know you're ready to get back in there. Physically, you're ready to play, but nah, I'm not going to do that. You're good. Colin Kaepernick is better. He said, in his own ways and discreetly, Alex Smith is good, but Colin Kaepernick is better. I'm gonna let him start. And he made that call. I got to give it to him, because like I said, I wouldn't made that call. I would have waited to see if put Alex Smith back in there. If he start to dog it, nah, I got to sit you down. He didn't do it. He made that call. And guess what? It paid dividends, because his first start, if I'm mistaken, was on a Monday night game or Sunday night game. It was one of them against the Chicago Bears at home. And everybody was waiting. Jim Harbaugh, I don't know. You should have waited. You made this call. Look out. Might blow up in your face. Guess what? I'm watching that game. And I seen Colin Kaepernick play in college, Nevada. I didn't see him play like how he play now, because it looked like the offense they was running in college, he was running using his feet a lot more. He can throw, but I didn't get a chance to see his whole arsenal in college. I didn't. So I only seen him play maybe twice, but still. And that Monday night game, I gotta believe, that's when I knew this cat really can pass. He is the real deal, because every pass he threw in that Monday night game, I was saying to myself, wow, good pass. Damn, did you see that pass? Yo, that was a good pass. I mean, very accurate, pinpoint, precise. So I was like, yo, Jim Harbaugh, you the man. Yeah, you the man. So that being said, Colin Kaepernick, he's the real deal. Can make every throw on the field. They got them over the hump to the NFC Championship. They won, got them to the Super Bowl. They couldn't do it. He had a chance to win it on the 5-yard line too. He had a chance to win it. So guess what? They're coming strong again this year. Colin Kaepernick leading that team again. Yes. So that being said, let me keep it moving. So listen, let me talk about the wide receivers. Now, the sad thing about Colin Kaepernick, he's not going to have his boy, his favorite target to throw to. And I'm talking about Michael Crabtree. We all know he tore his Achilles in practice. So now he has to find a new outlet receiver. And guess what? How ironic is this? The 49ers picked up Anquan Boldin. Yeah, the Super Bowl receiver from the Baltimore Ravens. So they got Anquan Boldin. I believe that's who Colin Kaepernick's favorite target is going to be. And also, let me remind you that the 49ers also picked up a couple of years ago, they got this guy, Mario Manningham. Yeah, you football fans hear that, you're like, wait a minute. Yeah, that's that cat. The New York football giants receiver. Yeah, he played for the Giants. He was the one who caught that sideline pass, pinpoint sideline pass on the sideline, who Skip Bayless for ESPN keeps saying it was a lucky pass that that Eli Manning threw. Every pinpoint pass that Eli Manning make, this cat for ESPN, Skip Bayless, keeps saying it was a lucky pass. Because you know why? Because he's upset that his boys got done. But I'm getting off the subject because this is about Frisco. This is not about ex-football Giant receiver. But I just had to throw that in there to you fans. You feel me? Because when you hear that cat talking, see, I keep going and going. All right. But anyway, the 49ers got ex-New York Giant Mario Manningham. So he got Anquan Boldin, got Manningham. Two good threats. Colin Kaepernick should be okay. For real. Let's keep this moving to the running backs. Now, the 49ers got this slash and dash running back. Yeah, Mr. Al Gore. Now, Al Gore rushed for 1,214 yards. He had 8 touchdowns. And he averaged a 4.7 yards per carry, which almost 5 yards, which is excellent in the NFL. And now check this out. The 49ers also got two running backs who kind of runs that type of Al Gore style. Small but quick, fast, hit the holes pretty quick, and run with power. And I'm talking about a running back by the name of Kendall Hunter out of Oklahoma State. And they also got a running back, LaMichael James, out of Oregon. And if you watch college ball last year, yeah, you know who LaMichael James is. And like I said, Kendall Hunter runs just, all three of them got that same running style. And I'm not going to, and also, the 49ers drafted a Marcus Lattimore, running back out of South Carolina. I watched this cat play, and 2 straight years, he had some horrendous injuries to his knee and leg. Last year was, I don't want to even talk about it, this cat leg was shredded on a tackle in 2 straight years. But I hopefully he's back, the rehab, and I don't believe if he was good to go. If he wasn't good to go, I don't think the 49ers would have drafted this kid. So, the receivers, the quarterback, the running game, it should be on point. Because Frisco, yo, I think they're going to be back. I'm not saying the Super Bowl. I'm just saying they're on point to make another run. It's inevitable. That's what I'm saying. So let me keep this moving. Let me go to the defense. Now check this out. I'm going to keep this short but sweet. Frisco defense was ranked 4th against the run. They were also ranked 4th against the pass. And you could sum this up any way you want. But I'm going to be honest with you. When I think of Frisco's defense, I think of one person. Patrick Willis. This cat is a tackling machine. I'm serious. This guy makes all tackles. Running backs. Coming out of the backfield. I mean, play the run, play the pass. This cat don't come off the field. And that's the type of linebacker you want leading your defense. He don't come in just to play the run and then he get off the field for the pass. He's on the field all the time. And I got to give credit where credit is due. His partner in crime, Navarro Bowman. Yes, the booking linebackers. The cats look just alike on the field. It's unbelievable. The only way you could tell the cats a difference is their numbers are different. They look physically, the way they're running the ball, the way they tackle. I mean, the guys are the real deal. That's why Frisco defense is what it is, because of those booking linebackers. They make plays nonstop all the time throughout the game. Game on the line, they make plays. That's what those cats do. And guess who's calling the shots? I got to go back to Jim Harbaugh. He got the San Francisco 49ers playing like the Joe Montana days. Man, remember, good quarterback. That Frisco defense was good. It was gelling. They respect the coach, the Bill Walsh days. That's what Jim Harbaugh got going on at Frisco. If you are a Frisco fan, I know you cheesing every football season nowadays. Because you know Jim Harbaugh, the quarterback Kaepernick, the running game, Al Gore, the secondary, the linebackers who I just was talking about. You Frisco fans are loving every minute of it because Frisco is the real deal. And they're going to need to be the real deal in the tough NFC West. With the St. Louis Rams, with the Seattle Seahawks. Yes, that division, the word parity, everybody is getting and being good. At even scale, the competition is tough in almost every division. And the NFC West is going to be on again. The young quarterback, Russell Wilson. And don't forget the Arizona Cardinals in that division because they got Carson Palmer now. And the Cardinals, look out. Seattle, you know what they did last year. St. Louis Rams, Sam Bradford and company. Now he needs to have that breakout season. They got him some weapons too. That's another story, but I'm talking about the 49ers. So, that's my show. If you cats want to know anything, I'm the guy you need to listen to. You want to comment? Holler at your boy. I got all the answers. When you want it, when you need it. You want to know any football knowledge? I'm that guy. Mr. Blitz, always coming at you left, right, up the middle, over the top. I'm going to crawl on my knees to get to you, to get you this football information. Because this is what I do. This is what I love. You feel me? Alright, so listen, you cats have a good day. Be safe. Stay out of trouble. Peace.